Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Peiches in Maseches Gittin. This is the 1,310th daf in Shas that we're zocha to learn together. May our learning be a zechus for refuah for all those who've been injured lately in Eretz Yisrael. In fact, we had a jarring moment ourselves when we were learning together on daf Pei Vav. It's on the recording. That I was learning this with you from the Old City, and unfortunately, maybe a zechus refuah shem of two soldiers who were shot by Palestinian terrorists, and I noticed soldiers running in the direction of Shar Shechem, and we heard sirens. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring them a refuah. May our learning, all of Klal Yisrael's learning, be a zechus to protect us here in Eretzeinu HaKadosha. Our daf, Chasamo Eidim Barosh Hadaf, we're going to pick up five lines from the top. That's five lines from the Rosh Hadaf. We're going to discuss the halachos of Eidim, that sign in places that the Mishnah on the bottom of Pei Zayin on the base said that are problematic. For example, sign on the side. We're going to discuss the sugya of Ksav Sofer Ve'ed that the Mishnah makes reference that is kosher. A large part of Peiches Amid Aleph is going to be discussing the conclusion part of the Mishnah that family names could also be kosher as a way of identifying a person in a get, and we will discuss in Tanakh the usage of family names. And then we will have very important sugya in Peiches Amid Beis with a new Mishnah of Get Me'usa, and that's a forced get, the halachos of a forced get, and that the sugya will conclude in a discussion of Reach HaGet. It will also conclude with a very important sugya that's related to Beis Din in general, and that is how Beis Din adjudicates today, where we unfortunately don't have smuchim and the halachos of Shlichu Sayu. So let's be'ezer Hashem begin five lines from the top. Chasmo Eidim Barosh Hadaf V'chule. If the Eidim sign on the top of the daf, not underneath the writing of the get, but above, that's going to be possible, as well as on the side. Asks the Gemara, Eini v'ha Rav chasim minat zad, but didn't Rav sign on the side? Answers the Gemara, hasam bishkago klape ksav. It's talking about a case where the gago was the gago, the shagago klape ksav. The gag, the roof, was by the, towards the letters. Now, if a person signs on the side and the legs of the signature are towards the writing, so then in such case there's no kesher, there's no connection between the signatures and the get. However, if it's gago, if the roof, the top of the letters are next to the ksav, then even on the side is going to be kosher. Says the Gemara, what about the next case of the Mishnah? Elohadik tani hikif rosho shazeh bishad rosho shelzeh. The next case of our Mishnah is a case in where he put two gitin next to each other. Now that case of the Mishnah was talking about where you have two gitin that are written on one piece of paper. One, the top of the get, is the bottom half of the piece of paper. And in the other one, you turn the paper upside down and you wrote the get towards the top. In other words, let's say the get started off be'echad b'nisan. So you have be'echad b'nisan in the middle of the piece of paper going down the paper. And then in the right next to it, in the opposite direction, it said be'echad b'nisan going in the opposite direction towards the top. Va'edim be'emtza, the Mishnah says, if Edim are in the middle, shneim psulin. Both are apostle. Ask the Gemara, v'lechzi ha'iminayu klapei ksav. Well, if you're going to say that as long as the roof is next to the ksav, so let us see which roof is next to the ksav. V'liskasher, and then make it kosher, based on this concept of bishagag klape haksav, says the Gemara, hasam deramile ki'ivra. We're talking about that the signatures are in between those two gitin, running like a rod, and ivra is like a rod, and therefore it's not obvious which side the edim meant to sign to. And therefore the halacha is that both are going to be possible. Yachi seifa diktani rosho shelzeh bitzad sofa shelzeh. If we have a case in which on one piece of paper two gitin are written, one starts from the top, and it concludes halfway through, and the other picks up from the bottom. Va'edim be'emtza,
And the Edom are in the middle, we learned, Esha, Edom, the Mishnah says, Nikrin Bisofo, the Edom that are red with the get, in other words, that are with red with the top get, kosher, then it's going to be kosher. Asks the Gemara, well, wait a second, V'idah Rami Kivra, if we're talking about the Edom are just in between on one row, La Bahadi Mikri, V'la Bahadi Mikri, they're not red with either of them. So just like you had argued that the Edom are not red with either of them in the case above because it's on one row, same should apply in the next case of the Mishnah as well. Yet we say the top get is kosher. Ella, so the Gemara does change its mind. Rav, we have to say that when Rav signed it on the side, Bidiski Havi Chosim, he was signing it on a letter of Hazmana, a letter of invitation. He was a sofer, or he had a sofer write a letter in his name to invite people, to call people to come to Beis Din. And on that, he would be chosim the gerizum and atzad. And there, we're not going to be makbid like Hilchos Shtaros. So, ein achanami. The halacha is that when it comes to get the chasimos have to be not on the side, and we had different other permutations in our Mishnah. We also learned in our Mishnah, get shekosfu ivris. If you have a get that was written in ivris, ivris is basically Hebrew, the aid of Yevanis and the aid in those sign in Greece, in Greek. So then, in these cases, the conclusion of the Mishnah is, after a litany of other types of cases, including being the case of ksav sofer ve'ed, the Mishnah says it's kosher even though they were written in two different languages. Now, our Gemara is going to analyze the sugya of ksav sofer. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, ksam sofer shaninu. Rabbi Yirmiya says that one aid and just a sofer writing, that cannot be kosher in of itself. It has to be the signature of a sofer. On daf pei vavim and aleph, we saw that there are some who understand that even a ksav sofer ve'ed is kosher. We have Tosas on daf gimel amabez that we quoted when we learned pei vav about why one would say ksav sofer ve'ed would be kosher. But here the chidush is a little bit smaller, according to Rabbi Yirmiya. It's just that the sofer could serve as an aid. Amar Rabbi Chizda Hamani Rabbi Yosi. The chidush over here is following the opinion of Rabbi Yosi. The opinion of Rabbi Yosi, we learned earlier in the sixth perek, mi who holds mili lo mimsrin l'shliach, that the halacha is that if the Baal instructs somebody to write a get, he cannot instruct somebody else to write the get. And therefore, every sofer is instructed by the Baal, then there's no reason to be concerned that the sofer was appointed by the shliach to sign. There's no concern about that, because anyhow, the sofer needs to hear it from the Baal himself. The Gemara continues, Ahi ksubas chasanim, da asil kemei de Rebbe Avohu. There's a ksuba that was born in front of Rebbe Avohu, da havi yodile litofsa, that Rebbe Avo recognized the toface, the handwriting of the sofer, for the chasim is yod de chatzada, and he knew also the signature of one of the Edim. Savar, based on that, he thought maybe it's enough. Savar lach shirua. He thought that maybe that's enough. Once I recognize the sofer that he's a legitimate guy, and I recognize the aid, that should be enough. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya rejected that. Chsam sofer shaninu. We learned in our Mishnah that ksav sofer is not enough, but rather you need chasam sofer as well. We learned in our Mishnah, kosav chani choso v'chani choso, that if he writes the names that they go by, either their nicknames, we're going to see also some opinions say the family names that they go by, and everybody recognizes them by that, then that's also kosher. Tan Rabbanan chanichas always begitin ad asara deiris. You're allowed to use 10 deiris of one's family name. That means if he writes Reuven, let's say the husband's name is Reuven, and they write Reuven ben, and they don't write Yaakov, but they write Reuven ben Avram. Let's say Reuven's father, like in the Tanakh, is Yaakov, and his father's name is Yitzchak. You could go back 10 doros, and that's also acceptable. So certainly you could write Reuven ben Avram. Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Aimer, Reb Shimon Elazar says, Gimel Dairis Kasher, Mikan Velech Pasel, Kiman Azal Ha De Amer Rebbe Chanina. We had a teaching of Rebbe Chanina. Who does that follow? Kasev Chaniches Avos Begitin. You could write the family name or his grandfather's name. Ad Gimel Doros, Kiman. Who does that follow? Reb Shimon ben Elazar seems to follow Shimon Reb Elazar. It says Gimel Doros are Kasher. Amar Rav Huna Maikra. Rav Huna says, what's the pasuk that it's based on? Because the pasuk says, this is actually the beginning of the Tochacha, Kisolet Banim Ubnei Vanim. We talk about someone who has given birth to children and grandchildren. V'noshantem Ba'aretz, and you'll settle in the land. So here we see that there are three generations. So Bnei Banim, grandchildren, and grandparents are connected to each other. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi lo charva Eretz Yisrael ad she'arvu avdu ba zayin batei dinim avodizara. So now we mentioned that we're going to go through in Tanakh the connection between avos. So the Gemara starts it with the drasha. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is one of the greatest balei agada in Shas. A lot of times when you see Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that's a sign that we're going to Agadita. Eretz Yisrael was not destroyed until seven generations of Batei Dinim served Avodah Zarah. Ve'elu hein. These are the seven Batei Dinim. Notice most of these are going to be kings. Yeravam ben Nevat, Ubasha ben Achya, Va'achav ben Omri, Ve'yehu ben Nimshi, Pekach ben Rimalyo, Umenachem ben Gadi, Va'yeshua ben Ela. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Umlala Yoledes Hashiva. So notice how the Pasuk describes it. The Umlala that gave birth to seven. Nafcha Nafsha, Boshimsha Ba'od Yom Busha. So the seven, they're the ones who bring the day of Busha, V'chafara. So these seven refer to these seven Batei Dinim, which are these seven periods of kingdoms described in Sefer Melachim. Amar Rabbi Ravami, Maikra Kisol the Banim Uvnei Vanim, the Agadita that we mentioned that if one's going to have children, grandchildren, they're going to do Avodah Zarah. This appears in Devarim Dalet. Amale Rav Kahana v'Ravasi l'Rav Ksiv Bei Hoshea Ben Ela. It says in regards to the king Hoshea Ben Ela, Vayas Hara Beinei Hashem Rak Lo Kemalchei Yisrael. The Pasuk is a little bit charitable to him and says that he wasn't as bad as Malchei Yisrael. Uksiv, and it also says, Olav Allah Shalmaneser Melech Ashur, that Ashur ultimately attacked him, as described in Melachim Bey's Perik Yud Zayin. Rav explained to Rav Kahana and Rav Asi, even though, when it comes to Hoshea ben Ela, he was not as bad as the others. Osin Pardesa Shehoshiv Yeravam Al Drachim Kadesh Lo Yalu Yisrael. It's well known that Yeravam prevented the Jews from going to the Beis Hamikdash L'Regel. By the way, we went up north in the Galil, and there you see the temple that Yeravam had built for Avodah Zarah, and he wanted to encourage. It's still standing to this day. The remnants of it are still standing. They were dug out, but large parts of it are still there. We even have the whole contraptions of the Avodah Zarah. Many experts believe that it was Yeravam's temple for Avodah Zarah. So he discouraged Klal Yisrael to go to Yerushalayim, and he built his own temple as the Melech Yisrael. Bo Hoshea Bitlan. And Hoshea stopped it. Vafo Pikein lo olu Yisrael l'regel. But Klal Yisrael still were not olu regel. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Osan Shanim shelo olu Yisrael l'regel yelchu b'shevi. Because Hoshea ben Ela did not get us back to Yerushalayim. It's not enough not to be doing garbage, but we need to also be connected to Yerushalayim Kimitzion Teitze Sora, and for that, Hoshea ben Ela's kingdom also is one of those seven Batei Dinim that served Avodah Zarah. The Gemara continues a few lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Ukva. Rav Chisda say, name Amar Ukva, Amri Lo, Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Rav Yirmiya Darish, Mereymar. Mereymar Darish, Mai Dichsiv, Vayishkoid Hashem al ra'a vayivyeha aleinu ki tzadik Hashem lokenu al kol ma'asa v'asher asa v'lo shemanu b'kalo. And Daniel describes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought bad on us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just. But now the Mereimar takes apart the pasuk. Mishum de tzadik Hashem Elokeinu, because Hashem is a tzadik vayishko, da Hashem ala ra vayivya aleinu. The pasuk really is not so clear. Just because Hashem is a tzaddik, it doesn't explain why he brought bad upon us. Ela, but rather it should be understood as follows. Four lines from the bottom, Peches Manav. Tztokas HaKadosh Baruch Hu im Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it tztaka even when he punished us. She Higle Golos Tzidkiyo, because he sent already into Golos Melech Tzidkiyo, who went into Golos with the destruction of Yerushalayim, va'adayin golos Yechaniah kayemes, but the golos of Yechaniah was still standing. In other words, Yechaniah had gone into golos earlier, and in Bavel there were Chachmei Gedolim that had gone into golos. Of course, we have that. We're now tonight. Beis Hashem is Rosh Chodesh Adar Beis, and we have it in one of the memorable psukim in the Megillah. Asher aglo Yerushalayim, that Mordechai went to Golos in Yerushalayim im Yechaniah Melech Yehuda, which was 11 years prior to the Golos of Tzidkiyo. D'chsiv be Golos Yechaniah, because in regards to Golos Yechaniah, the pasuk describes many Talmidei Chachamim that went as well. Hacheresh v'hamasker Elef. It describes, now usually it's understood that these are artisans, hacharish v'amaskar elef hakol gibar mosem b'chama. However, Chazal understand that the charish and the maskar are references to Talmidei Chachamim. Rashi explains that they're referred to as charish because when people would be charish, that they would be quiet. In other words, when they brought rayos, their rayos were so strong that they were silent. And that's here what the Gemara brings out. Sheposchin, shebishar sheposchin, when they would start speaking in Torah, nasa kol kecherish, and everybody would be quiet and listen and realize that what they were saying was muchrach. Masker, kiman shesogrin shuv einan poschin. Once they would bring a raya, the sugi was closed. And the kama elef, and what is the emphasis of thousand? That's to emphasize that there were 1,000 chachamim that had gone with Yechaniah. This Gemara also had implication for an entirely different halacha in our Masechta. Even though here it's Agadita, on the Vavam and Aleph we had learned that Bavel has a din of Eretz Yisrael in regards to B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta. And Rabbeinu Tam explains that when Rav came to Bavel, he pointed out that already from the times of Yechaniah, there were already Talmidei Chachamim, and they're considered Baki in Lashma, as well as any other requirements to remove the halacha of B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta. Ula Amar, Ula says that in regards to the pasuk of Vayishkor Hashem al Rav Yila ki tzadik Hashem Elokeinu, shehiktim sheishanim v'noshamtem. He brought the Churban at the end of the 850th year, which is 2 years before the gematria of Vinoshantem, in order that the end of the pasuk of Avod Tovedu and Rashi explained should not be fulfilled. Gemara continues on to Peches on Beis. Amar Vacha Bar Yaakov Shema Mina. We see from here Mehera Demare Alma, that says that was brought quickly. What's quickly in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's time? Tam Namein V'chaim Shevitar Tehu. That 852 years would be something that's quick. Why? Because the pasuk says that Klal Yisrael is going to be punished very, very quickly. Kavote veidun maher, that they're going to be punished quickly. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is promising that it's going to happen quickly. So in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's time span, 852 years, which is the gematria of Venoshantem, is quickly. So the amount of time between Klal Yisrael's exit from Mitzrayim to the destruction of Bayis Rishon was 852 years. Bezer Hashem, we pick up with a new Mishnah that's quite important. Get Me'usa B'Yisrael Kosher. If a get is forced by Bezdin, who are comprised of Jews, then the get is going to be kosher. Uba Ovde Kochavim Pasul. But when it comes to Gentiles, it's Pasul. Uba Ovde Kochavim Choftin Oso. But what can be done is have a goy force them, hit them. Va'omrimlo, and the goyim could say, Asei Mash Yisrael Omrim Lecha. We are insisting that you do what the Jews want you to do, the Jewish Bezdin to do. Most then have the gear, so they kosher, and in such a case it will be kosher. Says the Gemara, 7 lines from the top, and Pechesa Mebez. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, get Hamusa B'Yisrael, Kedin kosher. The only time it's going to be kosher is if it's done by Yisrael, it's entirely kosher. Shaloi Kedin, but if it's not Kedin, Pasul Uposa. But if it's not done appropriately, then she's, the woman is not allowed to marry anybody else. But she can no longer go back to her husband if her husband is a Kohen. The difference between Kiddin and Shalom Kiddin, we're going to have a Mishnah later on, that there are times that's legitimate to get divorced, and there are times that's illegitimate. And therefore, if it was forced by Bezin in the wrong circumstances, then it's Pasul Uposa. Uba'ovdei Kochamim Kiddin, Pasul Uposa, and Ba'ovdei Kochamim they can never force, and if they do, then it's Pasul Uposa, which means she can't remarry the husband if he's a Kohen, and she can't marry anybody else. Another get has to be Gittin. Shalom Kiddin, which is also referred to as Reach HaGet. Shalom Kiddin, if it wasn't done appropriately by the Akum, because not only is their means not acceptable, it can only be forced by a Jewish court, we're going to see in a moment the source for that, the source of our Halacha or Mishnah. If it was done by the illegitimate means of the Akum, as well as it was even an instance where the Halacha does not want them to get divorced, Afriya filu Reach HaGet, Eimba. There isn't even Reach HaGet. In other words, it's not a get at all, and if her husband is a Kohen, she's going to be able to stay married to him. Analyzes the Gemara. Manefshach. E ovdei kochavim b'nei asuyininu. If the ovdei kochavim could force a get, is kashur and amulet is kashur, then the get should be kashur. Ela b'nei asuyininu. And if they can't do anything, so mifsal al lifsal, even if it's an instance where there's grounds for divorce, their actions should be nothing. It should be insignificant because they're not allowed to force a get. Amar of Misharshi, Misharshi explained, Dvar Teira get Musa by the Chum Kosher. Really, Minat Teira get Musa by Goy is Kosher. Matam Amru Posel, Shalay Teikal Achas Vachas, Hoyleches, Vitoila Atzma Boove Kochavim, Umafgas Atzma Miyad Baila. It's a Dindarabana, Rav Misharshi explains, that any woman that wants to get her husband back and get a get, so she'll go and hire out some Ovdei Kochavim gangsters and get a get forced from the husband through those gangsters. So that's the reason why Rav Misharshi claims is the Isser of Get Me'usa. And that's why, if there were grounds for divorce, if a Bezin of Ovdei Kochavim forced, it's Pasul Midrabanan, but there is Reach HaGet. So the Gemara says, Yachi Shelo Kedin, if that would be so, even if she shouldn't get divorced, Afilu Reach HaGet Ein Bo. You said that there isn't even Reach HaGet. If Akum forced a case where she shouldn't get divorced, it's nothing. V'nehavish lo kidin ki Yisrael. But let us say that should be like a case of where Yisrael Bezdin forced it in a case of where there isn't grounds for divorce. U'mifsal nami lifsal. And then the halacha should be that the get has Reach HaGet and she's possible to remarry her husband if he's a Kohen. Ela says, Wahadra Misharshia bedusahi. Really, Misharshi is wrong. And therefore, we need to explain the dichotomy and the difference between Akum and Bezin of Yisrael, Bezin of Akum, Bezin of Yisrael in a different way. The time of my Kiddin, B'Kiddin di Yisrael Michlif, Shalo Kiddin B'Kiddin Yisrael Lo Michlif. Really, a get that's forced by an Akum is a zero, a zero, a zero. However, if it was a case of where there was grounds for divorce, we're afraid that people are going to think that when they heard that an Akum forced in case of grounds for divorce, it was nothing. That even if a Bezin Yisrael forces in a case of grounds for divorce, it's going to be nothing. And that's not true. It is significant. And therefore, because that's going to be mixed up, we say that an Akum did it, even though technically it's not an appropriate get, but we don't allow her to return to her husband. In a case of where the Akum forced, and where there isn't even grounds for divorce, then no one is going to ever be confused and think that an Akum could force a get. The Gemara now concludes our daf with a very important give and take. Abaya Ashkeche Rav Yosef. Abaya found Rav Yosef to Yosef come Asa Gita. He was forcing a get to be given. He was trying to help out the woman who was in a situation where there was a necessity for a divorce, or to help out the husband. Amar le, va'anan hadyotu senan, asks Abaye, we don't have smicha. V'tanya, we learned in a braisa, Rabbi Tarfon oimer, Rabbi Tarfon taught us, kol mokon, she'atam moitzi agurios shelov dekochavim. Any place you find meetings, gathering places, olacham afal pisha dinehem kidinei Yisrael. Even if they're following dinei Yisrael, yata rishay lizakek lehem. You're not allowed to listen to them or to follow their direction. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, ve'elam mishpatim asher tassim lefnehem. The Torah Akdeisha says that these are the laws that you're supposed to place lifnehem in front of the Zakenim, and the Zakenim should teach Klal Yisrael. Lifnehem v'lo lifnei odei kochavim. The laws of Klal Yisrael are given to the Ziknei Yisrael, and they're not supposed to be used by the odei kochavim to adjudicate, even according to Jewish law. Davar acher, another source, lifnehem v'lo lifnei hedyotos. And another drasha is that the only one who can execute judicial law are those who are smuchim, those who have smicha that goes back from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, where one Rebbe, who was a significant Rebbe, who himself had received smicha, gave smicha to two of his Talmidim. And that went on up until the moment that we went into Golos, because smicha can only be given in Eretz Yisrael. Abaye and Rav Yosef lived in Bavel, so he asks him, you don't have the power of Jewish jurisdiction of Lefnehem. We are Hedyotos, and Hedyotos cannot force and really cannot adjudicate according to Din Torah, which of course creates this tremendous vacuum, which the Gemara here deals with, as well as in the beginning of Sanhedrin, and that is, how do we judge today Al Pi Dinei Torah? Amarle, to which Rav Yosef responded, Anon Shlichasai Kav Dinan. We are considered emissaries of the original Bezdin. The Batei Dinim of Smuchim understood that one time, unfortunately, we're going to have to go in Galus, and they gave permission for the future Dayanim in the majority of cases to, and we'll see in a moment what we're referring to over here, to adjudicate Al Pi Dinei Torah and not be in a violation of Lefneim V'lo Lefnei Idiotas. Midi Dehavi Al Dos Valvos. That's a reference to the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin says that Dine Mamnos are Shlosha, that you Dine Mamnos, three Dayanim, judge them. And it says an example of that is if it's a case in where Reuven claims that Shimon was Moda, that's Hoda, that he was Moda that he owed $100, or Halvos, or that he claimed that Shimon borrowed from him $100, then in such a case, the halacha is that we could judge that al pi dinei Torah, and it has the tokev, the strength of a psak din of the Torah, even though we're not smuchin, and that is all through the power of shlichu sayu. The Mishnah, though, points out, and the Gemara that follows in Sanhedrin, that does not apply to gzelos vechavolos, cases of gzela, where there's a requirement of kefel, and chavolos, where there's a tashlumen of the five payments described in Parshas Mishpatim, which we do not do Shlichu Sayu. Ihachi Gzels V'chavolos Nami. Why is it well known that we don't judge those Knasos? Says the Gemara, Ki Avdina Shlichu Sayu B'milso D'Shchicha. When do we judge those Chiyuvim of payments? Is something that is common. However, B'milso Lo Shchicha Lo Avdina Shlichu Sayu. Those things are not common. We do not do Shlichu Sayu. Gzelos v'chavolos are not cases which are common, and therefore, Bezdin never originally, when we went into Galus, the Bezdin of Eretz Yisrael never said, you know what, judge Gzelos v'chavolos. They wanted us to make sure that Klal Yisrael would be keeping the cases that are common, al pi dinei Torah, but they did not feel the necessity to extend the power to all cases that are not common, like the case of Gzelos v'chavolos. Rashi points out that, of course, our Gemara is saying that Gittin is one of those cases that are Shchichi, and therefore, Bezdin, to this day, is allowed to force a get, and the reason that they're allowed to force a get is because of the concept of Shlichusai. There's so much to say about our Sugya. I would like to do, we have not done a halacha from the daily daf in a long, long time. I would like to do a halacha from the daily daf of some chidushim that I heard from Rav Schechter Shlita in regards to these halachos of Get Me'usa. I hope that maybe Erev Shabbos Kodesh, after I'm
done with my responsibilities to the Talmidim in the Old City, as well as in the Grus Kolel, maybe we'll be able to chaperein a little, Bezer Hashem. As we continue to march through Maseches Gittin, today we learned Daf Peches. We spoke about the different halachos of signatures as described in the Mishnah in appropriate places or in inappropriate places. The Gemara thought that Rav had signed a shtar on the side, and the Gemara proves, after attempting to validate signing on the side of a shtar in certain instances, the Gemara rejects that and says that Rav must have only done that when he was signing for a hazmana. Ultimately, the Gemara tells us that achsam sofer ve'ed is acceptable according to Rabbi Yirmiya, but not ksav sofer ve'ed as counting as another chasima. However, that, of course, is subject to great debate of when our Mishnah says ksav sofer ve'ed, what does that mean? Nicknames are also acceptable, and one is allowed to refer to the family's name if it's obvious, or a grandfather. There's a discussion of how many generations a grandfather go back. Rav Shimon ben Elazar says 3 generations. The Gemara initially quotes a brisa that says 10 generations. The Gemara then quoted a Agada ki solid banim ubnevanim vinoshantem, and the Gemara begins to talk about churban of vinoshantem, of when we're going to be kicked out of Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara's concluding point of the Agada is that the gematria of vinoshantem is 852. And the Gemara points out that the Golus happened a little more quickly. 850 years after Yetzias Mitzrayim is when the Golus happened. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing us a tova. Vayishkor Hashem al Rav Avia Lenu ki tzadik Hashem Elokeinu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Yechanya into Golus prior so that there would be Chachmei Bavel to be able to pick Klal Yisrael up in its Golus, just like 70 years ago HaKadosh Baruch Hu did that, by sending a few Jews to Eretz Yisrael and picking us up after the awesomeness of the Shoah. And a few Gedolei Torah and a few great leaders of Klal Yisrael rebuilt Torah both here in Eretz Yisrael and in America. We discussed the sugya of Get Me'usa, that the halach is a Get Me'usa al Yidei Ovdei Kocham is going to be possible, as well as the psul of Ve'ela HaMishpatim Asher Tassim Lefneim Lefneim V'lo Lefnei Akum and Lefneihem V'lo Lefnei Hedyotas. Finally, we have the Yesod, that even though today we are not smuchim, unfortunately, we're looking forward to the appropriate reinstatement to smicha. Our smicha today is a little bit of a joke, and one day, Mirtzeh Hashem, so much of the Keren HaTorah will return, including is the beautiful Mesorah Mi Rebbe LeTalmud. However, Bizman Hazeh, we still have Dayanim who judge Al Pi Dinei Torah, because of Shlichu Sayyuk Avdinan, we are just riding on the shoulders of giants, and we are still receiving permission and instruction from the Dayanim of the time of the Mishnayos and prior, where they, knowing we would go into Galus, would continue their Meseirah. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Peches in Maseches Gittin, as we continue to do our best to march with the Mesorahs HaTorah.